Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 29. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 15. Daytime highs approaching 45. Tomorrow, sunny skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 16.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the Kansas Secretary of State's office, the Kansas Attorney General, and the Governor's office have all certified and completed the ballot counting from the election of 2024 in the state of Kansas, Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab has confirmed with the final results that Republicans in the state legislature have continued to win their supermajority going into the 2025 legislative session. KSNT News reports that after the canvassing and the certification process in the state, that overall, Republicans in the state legislature ended up winning 26 different Senate seats and 56 House races, with Democrats winning 6 positions in the state Senate and 19 in the House in total. With those numbers, the Republican Party will retain a supermajority control in both the Senate and the House with their 2/3 majority. And according to Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins, he calls it a, quote, functioning supermajority with a wider margin and what he says are even more conservative legislators heading to Topeka. Mid-America Network News.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
As you go through your holiday food shopping for the month of December, be aware after federal health officials ended up saying that cucumbers that were distributed to 25 different states, including here in the state of Kansas, have been recalled due to contamination concerns with salmonella. As KSN News reports, according to the Food and Drug Administration, they have reported the recall as of Thanksgiving Day last week in a press release saying that SunFed Produce LLC, that's based out of Arizona, has recalled all sizes of their fresh American cucumber packages after the CDC warns of salmonella that can cause diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps. In other news, the Kansas Department of Agriculture is warning farmers across the state of Kansas and poultry producers specifically about the increase of the highly pathogenic avian influenza spreading around the state. They say the virus is being spread by waterfowl like ducks and geese and being spread to domesticated birds that include chickens that are susceptible to the virus. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. An Eagle Scout project in Sidney, Nebraska has been officially recognized by the Veterans Association after the project is Brady Kindall's Eagle Scout initiative, creating 2 American flag retirement drop boxes in the community, where they say the first box has already been in place in the Cheyenne County Courthouse, with the second being formally presented to the city council last week. As according to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, they say that Kendall did explain the significance of the Eagle Scout project, saying, quote, an Eagle Scout project is a major community service effort undertaken by a Boy Scout to achieve the highest rank in the Boy Scouts of America. It involves planning, development, and leading others in a substantial effort that benefits community organizations, not the Boy Scouts. It demonstrates leadership, project management, and commitment to community service. The project was overall valued at $300, which was funded by the city of Sidney. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A structure fire in Wymore late Tuesday evening resulted in significant damage to the city shop building at 6th and D Streets, which also serves city utilities and the police department. A passerby called in a report of smoke shortly before midnight, with Wymore, Blue Springs, and Barnston volunteers responding. High heat and smoke inside reached some 700 degrees and apparently started near the middle of the building. Some vehicles and parts stored inside were damaged. Although the structure was saved, smoke and heat damage was reported. No injuries were noted. The building was unoccupied at the time. A missing Marshall County man was found safely in a Silver Alert issued overnight Tuesday has been discontinued. 97-year-old Loyal Shirley was reported missing by Marshall County authorities after he was last seen Tuesday evening. An auto ping showed his vehicle east of Mankato. It was later reported that Oberlin, Kansas police located Shirley and he is safe. Silver Alert has been discontinued. One Marysville hosted a presentation and discussion Wednesday as to a long-term strategy for the future of the community. The vision was toward 2050 with a look to future needs and what can bring growth to smaller communities. Graduate students from Kansas State University Architectural Design Studio presented design ideas and projects they had developed through the K-State School of Architecture.
K-State has the K-State 105 program, which they're working to bring the university's next generation land grant college into all 105 counties. And the College of Architecture is trying to build the momentum to work very closely with them to address the needs of communities within Kansas. There was a study done here in 2019 with the Landscape Architecture Program that looked at the train station as well. They looked at it more from a public space and placemaking arrangement. Our goal is to build on that and to now bring kind of built form and buildings into the equation to address the needs of Marysville and other communities like Marysville. So.
Wrapping up soup season, One Marysville will host a soup day today from 11 to 7 at the American Legion Hall. Along with soup, enjoy sliders. They'll feature dine-in, carry-out, and for local delivery, phone 562-8374. 11 to 7, soup day today at Marysville American Legion. Pony Express Partnership for Children, annual breakfast with Santa this Saturday at Lincoln Center in Marysville, 8 to 10 a.m. Free will pancake breakfast open to the public, and Santa will greet the kids. Small Business Saturday and Christmas opening is planned in Marysville this Saturday. A hometown Christmas will include outdoor games downtown, activities, and a costume contest for Elf King and Queen, dog costume contest, Santa's Parade Saturday at 2. The historic courthouse in Marysville and the Kester House will feature a Christmas opening from 10 to 2, plus a live nativity is planned at the Kester House this Sunday, noon to 5, with camel rides, and the foundation selling raffle tickets for nativity sets. The annual North Park Christmas in Marysville is Sunday, December 15th, beginning at 5 p.m. Washington celebrates Christmas this Saturday from 9 to 2 with business open house and vendors downtown. Santa's arrival at 2. 44th annual Santa's Gifts and Goodies Craft Fair at the Washington East Elementary Gym this Saturday runs 8:30 until 2. Axtell Community will host a soup dinner this Saturday beginning 11 a.m., Santa arriving at 1. Lynn will host a small town Christmas celebration Saturday beginning 10 a.m. in the high school gym with story time, Santa's arrival at 10:15, and a soup dinner following at 10:30 open to the public. Fourth annual Frankfort Hometown Festival is this Saturday, featuring local and home-based business specials throughout the downtown from 10 to 4. Santa arrives at 10:30, and a festival of trees will be highlighted at the EMS station from 10 until 2. Christmas on Commercial Street in Waterville is this Saturday. Mrs. Claus Storytime. The library begins at 3:30, Christmas wagon rides at 4, kids crafts and activities planned along Commercial Street from 4 until 6, with a Santa cruise through town at 4:30, Santa arriving on the fire truck in Waterville at 5. A free will barbecue meal, meatball dinner, community center begins at 5:30, with drawings for hams, turkeys, and Waterville bucks at 5:30, 6, and 6:30, hosted by Waterville Community Connections. Palmer Community Christmas this Sunday. Kids' activities begin at 4, a soup dinner at 5 at the Palmer Cafe, and tree lighting downtown at 5:30. Beatrice 10th Annual Holiday Lighting Parade, Saturday evening, December 7th, begins at 5:30. This year's theme, A Candy Christmas. Many other events are planned throughout the day. Hanover Hospital Foundation hosting a soup lunch and silent auction of raffle items Sunday beginning 11 o'clock at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover. And Christmas cantatas are planned this Sunday in Marysville at 2 p.m. at the Methodist Church at 15th and North Streets. And the Axtell Ecumenical Christmas Choir will perform Sunday evening at 7 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Axtell. David L. Weimers, age 67, formerly of Wymore, passed away Saturday. Nernman, at the Evergreen Home Cemetery in Beatrice, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for David Weimers. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken Alfredo with spinach, French bread, salad, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, ham with sweet potatoes, peas and pearl onions, and peaches. KUDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. North winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Sunshine and warmer throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Southwest winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Mostly clear skies on a Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Staying sunny and even warmer by Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, then mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Still more sunshine throughout the day on Sunday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Southwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then partly cloudy skies on a Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Slightly cooler as we head into Monday, mostly sunny skies with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then partly cloudy throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. And still more sunshine throughout the day on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s throughout the region. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December 46, record high on this date 72, the average low 25 and the record low 3 degrees. Sunrise this morning 7:32 with sunset this evening at 5:04. A chilly 16 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 5th of December. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The holiday season is right around the corner, and we all want to look and feel our best. At Sunflower Medical Clinic, we will get you holiday ready with IV hydration, Botox, facial fillers, and laser hair removal. Perfect for that holiday glow and confidence at every party. To book your appointment, come on in to Sunflower Medical Clinic in Marysville or call us to step into the holiday season looking your best.
Putting the F in effort. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Lakers have been struggling lately, and the struggles continued again last night with a 41-point loss in Miami to the Heat. Miami, a franchise record, 42 assists in the win, and they tie their franchise record with 24 three-pointers. Lakers have lost 6 of the last 8, their last 2 by a combined 70 points. LeBron James saying, can't coach effort.
There's no schemes or X's and O's or whatever that can... It's going to get you through that, you know. If you don't want to come to compete, then that's other issues.
Three times in his career, LeBron has been part of a 40-point loss, all three since he joined the Lakers. Celtics at 21 three-pointers beat the Pistons 130-120. Boston is 9-0 when they make at least 20 threes. Hawks, a fifth straight win, 119-104 over the Bucks, who have a seven-game win streak snapped. Magic by four over the Sixers. Nets top the Pacers, 99-90. Wolves, 108-80 rout of the Clippers. The 80 points for the Clippers, tied for the fewest in a game by any team this season. Lakers had 80 Monday, also against Minnesota. Kevin Durant, sidelined for the Suns. He has a sprained ankle, could miss a week or two. College hoops, both number one and number two falling. Top-ranked Kansas losing at Creighton in the Big 12 Big East battle. As for number two Auburn, Tigers fall to ninth-ranked Duke in the SEC-ACC Challenge. Blue Devils are now 6-2.
There are a couple of possessions away against both Kansas and Kentucky of being unbeaten. And in Cooper Flagg, they've got a special player. I don't think the ball can be in his hands enough.
ESPN's Jay Billis. Duke's win was a rarity for the ACC this week, the SEC winning 14 of the 16 matchups. Week 14 of the NFL season gets underway tonight, Packers and Lions. NFL yesterday upholding the three-game suspension for Texans linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair. Jaguars, meanwhile, putting Trevor Lawrence on IR with the concussion that resulted from that hit.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just four doses a year after two starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Marysville High girls and boys basketball teams tip off the season Thursday at Valley Heights. Game simulcast live on KNDY and KNDY FM. Friday night, Marysville girls and boys tip off at Sabetha. Live coverage on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
From ABC News Wall Street Now. Overnight, Bitcoin crossed the $100,000 barrier for the first time ever. The value of the most popular cryptocurrency has more than doubled this year, bolstered last month by the election of a crypto-friendly Donald Trump. Upbeat comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell helped to push stocks higher in Wednesday trading. After several down sessions, the Dow Jones rose 308 points yesterday to close back above 45,000. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both surged to new record highs. The Federal Reserve's so-called beige book suggests the economy has expanded slightly since October. Several American companies, though, are concerned about the possibility of higher prices from tariffs promised by President-elect Trump. Global food prices are already at an 18-month high. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization says vegetable oils had the highest spike, jumping 24%. Dairy is up 17% in the last year and a half. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Hey, this is Morgan Reed. Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. As an independent agent, I have access to multiple companies available throughout Kansas and Nebraska, helping community members that are on Medicare or will be soon. You can reach me at 785-727-4655 or find me at 815 Broadway in Marysville. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier on a Thursday today. Markets opening up in just a little bit. As yesterday, things were pretty steady and pretty slow. Not a whole lot of movement and mostly lower across the board. We did see a bit of a rally for the wheat market right at the end of the trading, seeing some green there. Outside of that, corn, soybeans, and the livestock all in the red at the day. We'll see what happens going on today with some of those numbers coming out for total exports and trade for the week, may influencing some things going into today. December corn did wrap up yesterday, however, 1.25 lower, sitting at 422, even a bushel. The March corn did finish as well, 2.25 lower at 430. Even in the wheat market, KC wheat for December, they did see a bit of a jump right at the end of trading, up 3 cents at 527 and 3/4. March KC wheat finished 3/4 cent higher at 542 and a half. And bean market, mostly lower numbers there. January soybeans were down 8 cents on the day to 983 and three quarters. March beans down 7 and a half at 989 and three quarters of a cent. In the soybean meal for December, they were in the green, $2 at the end yesterday to 288 even. January meal was up a buck and a half at 291 and 90 cents. Soybean oil for December, that was down 72 cents at 41.23. And the January oil down 72 cents as well to 41.42. Canola market yesterday, they took a bit of a hit. January down 870 at 578.20, with the March down 9 and a half to 589 and 50 cents. And the cotton market, after lingering in the green for a while yesterday, they dropped lower, with December cotton down 9 pennies at 72.60. Over in the oats market yesterday, finally, they did see some green in the later futures, but early futures, not a whole lot. December oats were down 0.75 cents in the red at 3.56. Even March oats, they were down 2 cents at 3.78 and 0.75 cents. So we'll see what happens as markets open up today for a Thursday, moving through the first week of December. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. K-State's Arthur Kapper Cooperative Center recently released a fact sheet about the impact of Section 199 AG on local grain marketing. Section 199 AG provides tax deductions for farmers and agricultural manufacturers. Brian Brigeman, the center's director, shares how this deduction relates to agricultural cooperatives.
For all of the cooperatives that we have in the data from 2018 to 2023 is 783 different co-ops. Now, some go in and out of the data, but 783 total. And when we look at that sum total starting in 2018, when it was codified in law, that based off our estimates, there was about $745 million available for this deduction. And then that has grown over time to about $845 million in 2023. So I think the thing that's great about that deduction is that it doesn't just stay at the cooperative. It's actually being utilized in a way, at least from comments that we hear from cooperative leaders, CEOs, CFOs, about how they utilize the deduction to the benefit of their farmer owners.
He explains how this deduction benefits cooperative members.
A lot of these co-op leaders have pointed to the ability of the cooperative to use the deduction to help support additional higher cash patronage payments to their farmer owners, as well as to retire equity that these farmer owners have within the cooperative, the retained patronage that will be retired at a later date. This deduction allows them in order to be able to redeem those equities in larger amounts. We also have heard, a number of stories and anecdotes that co-ops are able to utilize the deduction to build or add to property, plant, and equipment, upgrades, additions, those capital expenditures.
Brueggemann discusses why this fact sheet was created.
The reason, for putting this fact sheet together is because this tax benefit is set to expire in 2025. So put this fact sheet together really intended for policymakers and their staff to just take a look at what some of these financial trends appear to be. Because as we have this debate and discussion around the future of Section 199 AG, we just need to, consider these financial implications.
That was director of the Arthur Kapper Cooperative Center at K-State, Brian Brigeman, on the university's new fact sheet explaining the impact of Section 199 AG deductions. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Sale time 11 a.m. with around 1,200 head of early consignments, including 55 black running age spring calving cows. Let's see. They've got 21 five-year-old black and white face cow-calf pairs, calves 1 to 2 months old. 12 black running age cow-calf pairs, calves 1 to 2 months. 10 black running age spring calving cows. 14 black steers nevers weighing 3 to 500 pounds, 12 in at 4 to 6, 15 weighing 4 to 6, 15 mixed steers nevers weighing 4 to 7, 100 black steers nevers 4.5 to 650, 40 black steers at 5 to 6, another lot of 7 at 5 to 6, 60 mixed steers nevers weighing 5 to 6, 16 black steers at 5 to 6, 12 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6. 14 red and black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 6 with another lot of 10. 80 black and white faced steers and heifers weigh 5 to 650. 20 black bulls and heifers 5 to 7. 20 black steers and heifers 5 to 7. 85 black heifers weigh 5.5 to 650. 70 mixed steers and heifers 5.5 to 650. 35 black steers and heifers at 6 to 650. 8 black heifers 6 to 650. 15 mostly black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 7. 7 black and red steers and heifers 6 to 7. 40 black steers and heifers 7 to 8. 20 mixed heifers weigh 7.5 to 8. 195 mixed steers and heifers 8 to 850. 20 black heifers 8 to 8.5. 130 crossbred steers 850 to 880. And 60 mixed steers weighing 900 to 925 pounds. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 729 from KNDY. It's just 14 degrees. Quite a contrast from highs near 60 yesterday. Highs near 30. Cut that in half here today.
More than ever, folks are looking for ways to fortify their immune system. We look at some time-tested resistance-building foods today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
In August of last year, Kansan Audra Clark was involved in a motor vehicle accident. While she only suffered some bumps and bruises, scan results indicated she had two masses on her brain. She is the single mother of four beautiful children, and her quest continues to become a registered nurse. We ask for your prayers for Audra, and if you would, please donate to assist her in this medical fight. Visit Audra Support Squad on Facebook. That is Audra Support Squad. Again, Audra Support Squad. This message of support is organized by Justin Clark and Lindsay Meyer. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 5th, the 340th day of the year. Walt Disney was born on this day in 1901, and in 1951, the first automatic garage door opener was installed in Washington, D.C. Looking for natural ways to boost your immune system through the winter season? Here's two simple suggestions: garlic and apple cider vinegar. They're two of the world's most ancient healing foods, and for good reason. They're supercharged with antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral components. Of course, the ancients didn't know their chemistry, they just knew they worked. Making them a regular part of your diet may help you fend off some nasty bugs or promote healing if you do catch something. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about natural remedies at almanac.com.
Good morning from Beatrice, Nebraska. It's Beatrice, 77 Livestock. Hey, it's Farm Credit Services of America Day here today. Coffee and the Danish, the glaze, all the good donuts from Sunrise Bakery, courtesy of Farm Credit Services of America. Folks, it's our bread cow sale, bread heifer sale, cow calf, and we are firing away at 11 o'clock here today, and let's get after it right here. On 11 o'clock sharp is the first in the arena will be the 20 head of Black Baldy OCV, first calf bred heifers. They are the Bruna heifers out of Hanover, Kansas. They're bred Flatiron Black Angus due December 5th. The next entry is 65 Black OCV first calf bred heifers. They're Bruna heifers. They're going to be bred the same way. They are due January 2nd. Out of Auburn, the Heidzig Gertis heifers, 40 black, Black Baldy OCV, first calf bred heifers, synchronized and all. They're bred to Bredemeyer Black Angus or Long Black Sim Angus bulls. They are due January 21st. The Rademacher heifers out of Adams, Nebraska, 40 black, OCV, first calf bred heifers. They're bred to Upstream Hereford or Meeks Hereford bulls. They're due January 15th. Out of Sabetha, Kansas, the Stoller heifers are 16 black. First First calf OCV bred heifers are AI to Black Salve Capital. Cleaned up with a Taft Deadwood Bull. Folks, they're due January 1st through the February 16th. Ultrasounded and all. Another great set of heifers. Out of Beatrice, the Thornburg 20 Black OCV verse calf bred heifers. Bred to Tegmeyer Herefords. If you're looking for black baldy calves, another great opportunity right here. They're due February. On the filly consignment, Stan Leonard's Disperso of 30. Black Baldy OCV, first calf bred heifers, bred to Prefert Black Angus Bulls. Folks, great program there, a complete Disperso. The heifers Stan had held back. They will calve January 20th. Out of Burchard is the Chris Nicholas Disperso of 25, black first calf bred heifers, bred to Lenetics Exclusive or Broadview Black Angus Bulls. They are due January 15th with a 42-day calving. All ultrasounded and all ready to go. Out of Beatrice is the Oatman's 20 black. First calf bred heifers are bred to Shown Red Angus. They're going to be due January 1st. Along with the Kennedy heifers out of Nemaha, 35 black and red first calf bred heifers due February 15th. The red ones are going to be bred to Red Energizer. The black heifers to Patriarch. Another good set of Kennedy heifers. At Bremen, Kansas, boys and girls, are for Black Balancer OCV, for Red Balancer OCV. Of course, the blacks are bred to Black Angus Sensation, and the red cattle heifers are going to be bred to Brown Nice, another excellent set of heifers that come up to us every year. We do have three Red Angus OCV, first calf bred heifers, bred to Red Angus due March 15th. Also, the Jacobson heifers out of Geneva, 13 big and bold red and black first calf bred heifers are bred to Black Angus. They will be due January 1st. Now, this set of bred heifers is really, really super good. Good rib, good butted, a nice top line, a great size on the cattle, and a tremendous offering of first calf bred heifers. Next into the ring will be the four black families. They are October calves at side. Nice first calf families, guys. We only have four here today, but certainly something you may be interested in coming up and taking a look. In the bred cow department, we will start off with the Stan Leonard's bred cow dispersal. There is 119 black and black baldy OCV bred cows. There is about 60 of them, folks, of the cows. They're going to be bred to the Tegmeyer Hereford Dillon Bull, the balance of the cows, and they are sorted to the breeding of Hereford and or Black Angus. The other set of cows will be bred to the Prefert Black KCT Fortress Bull, and a complete program on these cows. They will start February 19th. The Cheney Dispersal out of Bennett, Nebraska is 24 black bred cows, 3 years to broken. They're going to be due March 1. They are bred to Naveen Black Semi-Angus Bulls. Also, we've got the Hicks and the Cook Dispersals out of DeWitt. They are 32 black bred cows, 3 years to broken. They're going to be bred to Kamek Black Angus Bulls due February 7th. The other 26 dispersal cows, black and red bred cows, they're going to be 6 years old in balance. Balance of the running age, they're going to be bred to LHT Black and Red Semi-Angus, the Tronic Bulls, so a nice offering there. We also have six black limousine bred cows, 6 years to smooth, bred black limmy. They're due March and April. And three shorthorn bred cows, 5 to 7 year olds, bred Red Angus due January and February. So, 11 o'clock here today at Beatrice 77 Livestock on the Farm Credit Services of America sale. The coffee and donuts are on the house. Certainly give us a call right here at the barn. Alicia, Rick, Denny, Ryan, Slim at 402-223-3571. We appreciate your business, and as you know, the way we go, you certainly can go online and check out all of our consignments, our markets, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly clear skies today with daytime highs approaching 29. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 15. Daytime highs approaching 45. Tomorrow, sunny skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 16.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas Jayhawks were the number one team in the country. They won't be any longer. The Jayhawks last night suffered their very first loss in the Big 12 Big East Challenge to Creighton. Creighton able to take down the Jayhawks on their home floor 76-63. KU could only manage to shoot 35% from the floor and 34.8% from the three-point line. Afterwards, Bill Self had this to say.
I actually thought we came out of halftime and were pretty good there for a stretch. And I thought we did some good things. Considering we weren't very good and they were really good, I thought we could have put some real game pressure on them, and we just never did that. That was disappointing.
It doesn't get any easier for the Kansas Jayhawks. They will play their rival Missouri coming up this Sunday at Missouri. The Wichita State Shockers got back on the winning side with a 78-54 win last night in Charles Koch Arena against Alcorn State. Mid-America Network Sports.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-framed buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Buildings, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call. B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Welcome into the TVL Rundown now on our new day through the spring sports season here on Thursday on KNDY. With the first week of December here, Jeff and myself will be chatting a few basketball teams we might think make some noise as the season goes along. This full podcast will be available at KNDYradio.com underneath the podcast tab. So we're not going to be able to get to every team in the TVL. Jeff, we're going to start on the boys' side. Two teams that we believe have a chance to make some noise on the boys' side of the Twin Valley League this year are the Centralia Panthers and Frankfort Wildcats. Jeff, first starting with Centralia boys, coming off a 16-6 year last year under third-year head coach Nick Evans. This team, I believe, has the size, the strength, and athletic ability to make a run when postseason time comes along.
And I talked to Nick Evans just a few days ago. He's extremely excited about this team, and for good reason. Again, another good football season for Centralia, has the guys that are moving up. That senior class is going to be important for them. They need to step up, and I think they will. And Nick Evans is one of the coaches we don't talk about nearly enough in this league. He is a great X's and O's guy, a great way to get the most out of his players.
Staying in that district, Jeff, another team I think we both think has the opportunity to make some noise, the Frankfort boys under second-year head coach Adam Schreiner. They come off a 11-12 record last year, so it might not pop, but the Wildcats an opportunity to return all five starters off of last year's squad and about 95% of the total minutes, points, rebounds, and assists accumulated during the season. now with 2 years under their belt under Coach Schreiner, we think the Wildcats have an opportunity like Centralia to make some noise.
Do you want my absolute out-of-nowhere pick for the TVL this year?
Let's hear it.
It's the Frankfort boys. I think they have been there, just out of the picture, and now it's their time to be in the picture. I think this Frankfort boys team has the opportunity, has the Jimmies and Joes. I always use that term, the Jimmies and Joes, but they have the guys that can step up to the upper echelon, the Hanovers, the Axtels, the Centralias, whatever names you want to throw out there. I think Frankfort now belongs at the top of this list.
Now, just like the boys' side, it's hard to pick two girls' teams who we think are going to make an impact on the league this year. But I believe we both kind of slate the Hanover Wildcats and the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs as two girls' teams to keep an eye out. We're going to start with Hanover, of course, reigning state champion, led by All-State senior Anna Juneman. This team is probably as well-rounded as it has been in the last couple years under ninth-year head coach Chris Beichmann. What are your expectations this year for the Lady Wildcats, Jeff?
The same dominance as always. It's not going to stop. We saw over the last few weeks the dominance of Axtel. I always use the words the Eagle train. The Hanover train is just as impressive. The Lady Wildcat train is, just remarkable what they do. They do not miss a step, and I think they continue that this year. Until further notice, this TVL girls ranks runs through Hanover, Kansas, and there's no one that can tell me different.
Now, one team that might have something to say about that this year, Jeff, the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs under eighth-year head coach Jordan Brockstrom. They return a pair of juniors in Ava Smith and Mia Vermitten that were a big catalyst for the team last year. Of course, a team that finished fourth out at state, finishing the year 20-7. But their first test tonight against Marysville on KNDY, high expectations for the Lady Mustangs going into this new year.
And you mentioned Mia Vermitten. I think she has the opportunity to really take over this league. If she can step up and play just 90% every game, and I know that's going to be a stretch because she's going to play at 100 every game, and I know that. But if she can play up to her ability, this Valley Heights team will be dangerous. And I think Valley Heights is right there, just right there. If they get that one little break somewhere in there and a team falls ahead of them or they just keep going on, this is a top team in the Twin Valley League this year.
Again, you can find the full podcast at kndyradio.com as we talk about both boys and girls teams from Axtel, Centralia, Frankfort, Valley Heights, Hanover, Washington, and Lynn. That podcast available at kndyradio.com underneath the sports podcast tab. For Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, this has been Max Blasky. Thank you for tuning in to The Rundown. You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtel and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
High school basketball teams tipping off the season Thursday include the Marysville girls and boys teams at Valley Heights. Game simulcast live on KNDY, pregame shortly after 6 p.m. Frankfort at Lord Central Catholic, Lynn is at Onega, Diller Odell at Pawnee City. Marysville High back on the road Friday at Sabetha. Girls and boys action live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air online and on our mobile apps.
The high school basketball season is upon us as the Marysville Bulldogs and the Valley Heights Mustangs renew their in-county rivalry tonight on KNDY. Last year, the Valley Heights girls came away victorious while the Marysville boys got the upper hand. In this year's boys contest, first-year head coach and Valley Heights alumni Kenny Steinfurt highlights what can give the Mustangs a victory.
you know, for us to be successful, we're going to have to be good on the defensive end of the court. But also, they're well coached. They're a very good defensive team. And so offensively, we're going to have to be able to execute and also eliminate turnovers.
On the other coaching bench, entering his 11th year as head coach of the Marysville Boys, Scott Brown knows this is a great early season test for both sides after both teams had great success in their fall sports.
I can't stress the best kids we've had here at Marysville, the best teams we've had, may not be the most athletic, may not be the most skilled, but they're the most competitive. And I'm glad our guys had a good season, and, you know, they had a good season. So I see them coming in ready to compete and not back down from us.
Varsity girls are set to tip at 6 p.m. with a boys contest to follow tonight on KNDY FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1. Plus streaming online at KNDYradio.com. Broadcast coverage brought to you by our Marysville High School sports boosters and these Valley Heights supporters.
KNDY.